This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2047. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave, on this edition recorded August 13th, Antarctica, Armenia, Belarus, Bhutan, Botswana, Brazil, Bulgaria, China, Cuba, Denmark, Germany, India, Japan, Korea South, Lithuania, Mali, Mexico, Netherlands, North America, Scotland, USA, Vanuatu, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, as mentioned last week, LRA 36 Antarctica did carry out another special broadcast on Saturday, August 8th, on 15475.98 kHz, upper sideband with reduced carrier. It was supposed to start at 1700, but I knew from previous experience to tune in at least half an hour early, and in fact, listening via remote in Brazil, it did come on abruptly at 1629 with a surprise CW message I was not prepared to copy. But later on, Eric Lund listened to a recording and copied part of it. It seemed to come from a ham with a call sign starting with LU2. They played music and IDs until 1700 when they started playing back the Wednesday program Corazon Antarctico. This was scheduled to run for a full 24 hours, that is, all night. I checked again at 23 UT, however, and there was no signal even into Brazil, as you would expect in deep winter and at the lowest part of the sunspot cycle. However, the next day, August 9th, it was audible again, at least as far as Brazil, before 1500. Because of bad weather, Manuel Mendez heard that the following Wednesday broadcast, August 12th, did not take place, so it wasn't clear whether there would be a repeat on the following Saturday as previously planned. Belarus Man, Chris Greenway in the UK, says, in view of the current situation in Belarus, Radio Liberty is reviving the relays of its Belarusian service on 1386 from Lithuania. This starts August 12th at 18 to 19 and 20 to 21 UT. The previous relays had stopped in April 2019. Via BCDX, Rimantas Plekis in Lithuania says the hour in between at 19 to 20 on 1386 is Radio Liberty in Russian. Richard Langley adds, not surprisingly, no mentions of the demonstrations in Belarus during the news in Radio Belarus International in English, carried by Shortwave Service Germany on 3985 at 19:30 August 12th. Via Shortwave Bulletin, Victor Gunatelica in Sri Lanka says, sorry I've been somewhat inactive due to the COVID-19 situation. After what seemed a break of a few weeks, I'm hearing Bhutan again on 6035 around 0130 past 0200 with the usual program format on July 28th. This should be the best time for receiving it in North America. Although a few other Brazilians are reported active on the 6, 9, and 11 MHz bands, I only detected three at the very early or late hour, around 0630 UT, August 11th, so I measured their frequencies as precisely as possible. Radio Aparecida on 9630.338. Radio Voz Missionaria on 9664.839, and also on 5939.506. On August 12th, after 2240, Wolfgang Büschel measured the same ones via a remote in Massachusetts, finding them on 9664.798, 5939.517. Nothing around 9630, but Radio Aparecida on 6134.883. where I'd also had an NID carrier, all of these within a few hertz of our measurements. He also reports a tentative Radio Confidencia on 6010.017. That's in Belo Horizonte. Lucio Otavio Bobrovich, much closer in São Paulo State, Brasil, had also been reporting in Confidencia on 6010 and got a good recording around 10 UT August 13th with an ID for its FM channel 100.9. Via Wolfgang Büschel, Horst Merlich in Germany had an NID on 12200 in the ADX news group, August 9th at 1800. It was decided it was the second harmonic of BBC in Farsi during this hour from the Bulgaria transmitter site, 1730 to 1830. Or maybe 1930, so Radio Havana Cuba is not the only station on 6100, doubling on to 12200. Via BCDX, Takahito Akabayashi in Japan refers to a Chinese site that all terrestrial analog TV stations in China are ordered to close and switch over to a digital system from June 15th of this year. The plan was set out in 2012. However, there was a further deadline for the national network until August 31st, and possibly until December 31st of this year. These will be replaced by broadcasts only on UHF, it seems, in the digital system, which means TVDX reception in Japan of Chinese analog TV on VHF will soon be impossible. In the Ontario DX Association, Mark Cody has an ID on 4765. August 9th at 0205, DRM-like hash covering 6 or 7 kHz above and below, a total waste of bandwidth. Are the Cubans experimenting with DRM, and if so, why? And if not, who is, he asks. Of course, Radio Progreso is scheduled on 4765, at that time in the evenings only. So I've been monitoring it, and I was also hearing this noise blob. It came on the air abruptly at midnight 29 UT, August 12th, which is just when we would expect the Radio Progreso transmitter to come on, so I'm quite sure it's that, but totally out of whack. No trace of program modulation. Something's always wrong at Radio Cuba. But it does not sound like DRM and will not be recognized as such by an SDR. However, the next day, Radio Progreso AM modulation was back to normal. Bruce Churchill in California says World Music Radio 15805 Denmark is heard on Brazilian remotes at quite good levels, but the signal is badly distorted. Otherwise, good music is not so good. However, Manuel Mendez in Spain says it's not distorted, and operator Stig Hartvig Nielsen says it's in wide AM and not distorted, so you should also listen in the wide AM mode, nothing else. Texas Radio Shortwave forwards a message from Channel 292 in Germany. We plan to build a directional beam with some gain for 9670 kHz, rotatable 360 degrees, enabling you to reach your target area with a stronger signal, while the other areas might get a weaker one. So if we build this antenna, would you be interested in using it? Or would you prefer to use the one that is more or less non-directional? DRSW replies, beginning August 15th and every third Saturday after that, Channel 292 will broadcast a TRSW program on 9670 at 0200 UT, hoping that North American listeners will have an opportunity to hear this signal directly. That's omnidirectional with 10 kilowatts. TRSW would certainly be very interested in a directional antenna pointed at North America. And they were able to hear, via remotes in northeastern U.S., the UBMP program at 2305 on 9670. Alan Rowe forwards posts from the Radio Menschen und Geschichten Facebook page about an upcoming broadcast there from Germany but via Armenia. It's one-off, presumed in German, Sunday, 16 August from 18 UT, assumed for 1 hour, on 7500, with a 300-kilowatt transmitter in Armenia, directional antenna toward Germany. The topics include the legendary Radio Andorra, which was shut down almost 40 years ago, and also about Radio Liechtenstein turning 25. On August 7th, Andy Reid in Ontario says, I still have yet to hear All India Radio on 11560 at its former strength since the before times. They are not using the same antenna or power. It used to put a nice signal into Ontario, but not since spring. According to WRTH, it could be either 500 kilowatts from Bengaluru or 250 from Delhi. From Alokesh Gupta on DX India, E-Tender is invited for All India Radio Kursiong, 50 kilowatt AM DRM shortwave transmitter. Prasar Bharati has invited E-Tenders for supply testing and commissioning of that, according to an official notice. Shortwave by AIR Kursiong were terminated on 30 July 2019 and decommissioned as of 7 August last year. They're now on FM. They used to operate on 3355, 4895, and 7230. However, a year ago, they had requested a replacement by a 300 kilowatt DRM transmitter. More to last week's news about consolidating NHK networks in Japan. Takahito Akabayashi tells us, as for domestic radio, NHK says on August 4th that they will broadcast one program on AM and one on FM. Now, the Program 1 General and Program 2 Cultural and Educational on AM and NHK FM on FM. This means Program 2 on AM will be suspended and the frequencies will be reduced. They say the exact date of the suspension will be fixed in the fiscal year 2021, which runs from April until March of 2022. To which I reply, this means the Superpower 500, or merely 300 kilowatt NHKs, which are most easily heard even into deep North America, on 693, 747, 774, 828, and 873 kilohertz will be gone, since they are NHK2. Still there, NHK1 on 567, 594, 612, and 666, most of which are 100 kilowatts. All other frequencies higher in the band are much lower powered. But Bruce Portzer in Washington replies, not necessarily. NHK may pick the best combination of current Radio 1 and 2 transmitters for the one remaining network. For example, Akita currently has one with 10 kilowatts on 1503 and two with 500 kW on 774. The latter clearly provides superior coverage. Likewise, Kumamoto has 10 kilowatts on 756 for NHK1 and 500 on 873 for NHK2, the most extreme example I can think of. Why are the power levels so different in those cities? Martin Williams in California of North Korea Tech replies, some of the powerful transmitters are on more or less clear channel frequencies in East Asia. If Japan gives them up, I wonder if this provides a chance for neighboring countries to snag them. One potential use could be for broadcast to North Korea, which would benefit greatly from being on medium wave. There are more medium wave radios and listeners in North Korea than shortwave, and the signal is generally better. Most groups that want to broadcast into North Korea cannot get time on medium wave transmitters at present. On Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports on broadcasts from South to North Korea. VOH, Echo of Hope on 9105, August 10th at 1236, had a dramatization of the early life of Bill Gates, all in English. And then from 1248 to 1255, it seemed to be a language lesson. It ended with Namaste, as in Hindi. However, thanks to Komatsubara Hiroyuki for observing another such broadcast on another of the frequencies, 4890, August 11th, around 1245, it seemed they were doing exercises, gymnastic exercises, perhaps yoga, or breathing rhythm. However, this time, the word Namaste was not heard. Tibor Gaal in Hungary says, if it was yoga or gymnastics and you heard Namaste, I think it was yoga. In some circles here in Hungary, yogins use this Sanskrit word. Meanwhile, Ron heard another episode, August 12th at 1228, on Echo of Hope 9105, of the early life of Bill Gates, all in English and a very strong signal. And here's Ron's roundup of the weekly jump-around frequency changes for that station as of Monday, August 10th, Echo of Hope, 3985, 4890, 5995, 6255 underneath China, 6350, 9105 at 1213, while sibling station Voice of the People was on 3480, 3910, 3935, 4450, 6520, and 6600. And the third station, Voice of Freedom, with one frequency, was still on 5920 with no jamming, which was still on 6045. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2047, a non-commercial service along with our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Ivan Soldo in the Australian Capital Territory, who enjoys listening to our podcasts and sent a contribution in Australian dollars originally via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check on a U.S. bank in U.S. funds to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Manuel Mendez in Spain reminds us that almost every Saturday, Radio Mali has a brief English program on 5995 at 1850 UT, such as on August 8th. Of course, if you're not in your Africa, you may need a remote receiver to hear it at that time. I wish they would do English when it comes in well here, such as August 12th at 0612 They had a good 10 over 9 signal and good modulation, not in French or English, probably in Bambara, with a rooster crow just before local sunrise. And by then, there's no adjacent interference from Cuba. Terry Kruger in Niceville, Florida, picks up some exotic Mexicans on medium wave, such as on 930, XETIA, La Voz de la Mixteca in Tlaxiaco, Oaxaca, August 8th at 1100. He says it was a surprise to hear their stock truncated choral anthem at TuneIn and a long canned ID mentioning the slogan at least twice and the calls at least six times, and then a brief kitty voice, and fading out or lost in co-channel interference. It's listed as a 5-kilowatt daytimer, and he's hearing it almost every day. We know there used to be a station in Veracruz on 930. Maybe it's no longer in the way. Oops, the call is XETLA, as in the first three letters of the city. Via Artie Bigley, RadioInsight.com, August 12th, reports that 1090 XEPRS has begun stunning in preparation for a mightier launch. That's Tijuana, San Diego. It's being relaunched as Sports, the Mightier 1090. It has a loop featuring the history of 1090, and a recording of that is available on the website. xeprs.backbonehub.com. It's also promoting the newly relaunched station as the first radio station in the cloud with no studios. Via Alan Pennington, BDXC, a new shortwave station, Radio Classic, Sunday on 5940. We'll look back on offshore radio stations, August 30th from 07 to 10 UT. Music from that era, many jingles, Caroline, Mi Amigo, Lacer, 558, Veronica, Voice of Peace, and many more will be featured. It'll be heard all over Europe on 5940 and available later on the Internet. That's according to a Facebook spot. I say, would that be the 1-kilowatt radio onda transmitter in Holland, or a pirate elsewhere, or hired on a major site? Wolfgang Büschel says, rather, another small pirate hobby disc jockey station in Western Europe. A play toy ground for old boys. Not published yet in a hiring request on a major public site. Mick Delmage was trying to hear Zanzibar on 11735, but he was hearing instead the Antichrist pirate station YHWH with the usual chatter until it went off the air and Zanzibar was still not heard. Saturdays, we've previously heard YHWH on 12,000 in the daytime, but this time they were on 11735. They went off abruptly at 1902. Meanwhile, the YHWH night frequency 7470 was active August 11th at 0309, even before local sunset, heard by Eric Fetters-Walp in Washington. Tony Curry of Radio 6 International in Scotland says, our planned broadcast on 1st August did not happen because the link between Glasgow and Rohrbach, Germany failed at the last minute. We were very disappointed not to be able to reach our shortwave fans, but it was still on FM in New Zealand and online, and heard in a number of the 201 countries our online service reaches. Fingers crossed, the link does not go down for our September broadcast on Saturday the 5th. 2 hours of engaging music from around the world and letters from listeners. 6070, 10 kilowatts from Germany, between 22 and midnight UT. Mark your calendars for September 5th, as we may not get out a reminder, I say. Voice of America does not make it easy for us to hear our very own station, so I was pleased to find adequate reception on 5925 at 0430 UT, August 6th. VOA in English going from Daybreak Africa to International Edition. That's via the Botswana Relay. More press concerning the shakeup at Voice of America and the U.S. AGM. Dan Robinson forwards a story from Politico.com, August 12th, by Daniel Lippman, headlined, Trump Appointee Deepens Purge of U.S. Global Media Agency. Some excerpts. U.S. AGM has removed a number of senior executives as the new CEO, Michael Pack, continues to dramatically reshape the government-run media group. Two of them say their ouster amounts to retaliation for standing up to Pack. Among the changes, the front office removed the agency's chief financial officer and former interim CEO, Grant Turner, and its general counsel, David Kligerman, according to three people familiar with the matter. The front office had been trying to go around his legal advice on mission-critical agency issues. Both men's security clearances were suspended prior to an investigation on alleged agency security issues related to the hiring of foreign workers. Kligerman said in a statement to Politico, "There is no other conclusion to draw except that it is in retaliation for attempting to do my job in an apolitical manner and to speak truth to power." And Turner said, "The reasons for my removal are without merit and simply retaliation for calling the CEO and his team to account for gross mismanagement of the agency." Amanda Bennett, now former head of VOA, says the American people are going to be very sorry when they wake up one day and find that by these individual actions, one at a time that nobody stopped, they've lost the functioning government they once had. What is happening at USAGM is a microcosm of what's happening all across the U.S. government, driving out honest, skilled, talented, long-serving professional public servants on trumped-up charges and replacing them with people of no qualifications whose only attribute is loyalty. McCarthy couldn't have done it better. One more story you may want to look up via Bruce Simpson. It appeared August 12th in TheRealNews.com, headlined, "Trump Turning State-Owned VOA into Personal Propaganda Arm." The Real News spoke to VOA employees who mentioned they know several colleagues whose J-1 visas are expiring as early as late August. One foreign journalist awaiting J-1 renewal said, "We do most of the work in VOA, and this is how we are treated. We have no rights or recourse available against this injustice." Comparing working at VOA to modern-day slavery. "We came here legally and have worked to earn our right to stay." Finally, this twit remark from Kim Andrew Elliott. "VOA's future looks grim, but the shoe has not dropped yet." WRMI was not directly hit by Huracan Isaias, but now they have explained why transmitter number 1 on 7780 was off the air for about 3 days. Just after the hurricane passed by, there was a severe thunderstorm affecting power lines, causing a power surge, blowing out lights in the building and some parts in that transmitter. It was back on by the afternoon of August 7th. If you'd like to hear the Gateway 160 amateur newsletter, including World of Radio on 1860 AM from Wentzville, Missouri, I found there is now a Kiwi SDR just a few miles away, which picks it up very well in the daytime at least, although it still could be a problem if there's storms in the area at night. It's run by KB0FX in Warrenton, Missouri. Mark Cody in the Ontario DX Association reports on a log of Supreme Master TV, 15770, August 6th at 1945. News about all things vegan and peaceful. And then Supreme Master Ching Hai herself talking about COVID-19 victims before a live audience. And audience members answering her comments with, "Yes, Master." Mark says, "When people have to publicly answer their leader with, 'Yes, Master,' it no longer becomes a popular movement of some happy tree huggers or die-hard vegans, but rather a very dangerous cult. There are numerous examples of blind idol worship in history, especially with Nazi Germany and the Jonestown Massacre." WRNO New Orleans had been missing from its only frequency, 7505, for about a month, but August 12th at 2341, I found a 20 over 9 open carrier on the frequency and passed midnight 27 UT. So it looked like WRNO was about to make a comeback. However, there was nothing there after 0100 when it should have started its regular schedule. Measuring sideband frequencies is difficult with no carrier to pinpoint, but Rodney Johnson in Minnesota measured WJHR in Florida August 10th at 1708. On 15554.67. On August 11th, WMT 600, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, posted a story on its website about itself, but originating with WHO Des Moines. Legendary AM 600, WMT is off the air after a high windstorm. It was the derecho, which did so much damage in Iowa and vicinity, blew down one of their towers. However, the next night, around 0618, I was still hearing a good signal from Coast to Coast AM on 600, seemingly from WMT, although there are 3 other stations on that network. They're normally directional at night, but don't make it here in the daytime. But the non-directional daytime facilities were not harmed, so they filed for permission temporarily to operate non-directional at night as well, with reduced power of 25% or less. Larry Will, on vacation in West Virginia, tells us about a unique, interesting, and really laid-back, non-commercial AM radio station owned by Pocahontas Communications Corporation. It's on 1370 WVMR in Frost, Virginia. He heard it August 4th at 2131 UT with a firewood question-and-answer show about environmental concerns, Virginia state laws, etc., some old-timey bluegrass music, family history segment on the George Buzzard family, and Highland County, Virginia courthouse visitation rules, local weather and ID for WVLS Allegheny Mountain Radio. That's a different station. And a local DJ doing jazzy trumpet pop at 2220. Town crier from Pocahontas County at 2230. Paving operations on Route 220 north of Monterey. Blasting operations will have another road closed for a couple of days. There was a full ID at 1358 August 6th for WVLS and some of their repeaters, including this one apparently. Bob Smoke, South Carolina, in ABDX, says, "I've been having trouble getting WLAC Nashville at night, and I found out why. A transmission line on the directional antenna failed, so they have an STA for operating into the day stick with 25% power or less on 1510. That would be 12.5 kilowatts, reducing the non-directional signal to one-half of the full power signal. KKAA 1560 in Aberdeen, South Dakota, may well be the only station in that state many have DX'd, far away as even in Europe. However, it no longer exists. Dennis Gibson, IRCA, forwards news from the FCC that its license has been canceled as of August 10th. You may recall it was originally with Family Radio, not to be confused with the 1560 in New York. See the August 7th New York Times for one of its lengthy obituaries, this time of Lorenzo Wilson Milam, M-I-L-A-M, the guru of community radio, who has died at the age of 86. He helped start non-commercial stations in the 60s and 70s. Thanks to John Filiozzi for sending that on. Ron Howard reports on Radio Vanuatu 11835, the Third Harmonic. Noted several changes during July. No IDs for Voice Belong Yumi, which were regularly given in June, nor in July was the often-heard commercial for Vanuatu's one-stop auto shop, Carpenter Motors. But they were both back on August 7th, perhaps because in July they celebrated their independence, dropping all commercial announcements for the month. We rarely give frequencies in their many IDs, but on August 11th, he did hear the mention 1125, FM 100, and 3945 shortwave, but not 11835. Seems they're only using 3945 plus harmonics, heard as late as 1413 August 9th on the fundamental. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports getting a weak signal from Zanzibar August 7th at 1800 with news in English on 11735. Via shortwave bulletin, Bjarne Mielda has been playing with a new China-manufactured Dragonfly RX-666. Claims to sample a whopping 32 megahertz of bandwidth. Read more about it at arcticdx.blogspot.com. Propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder. Geomagnetic field expected to reach active levels August 30th with ANK indices of 16 and 4. Solar flux dropping to 72 from August 16th to 27th. That's World of Radio 2047. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.